Blog Talk Radio.
Around your feet,
around your feet.
Settle man,
Dear sisters and brothers, sinner man, you better run from Jesus. Time is winding up. We know not the moment of the or the hour. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Ready or not? Here he comes. Sinner man, you better run from Jesus. Time is winding up. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. And we thank God for Jesus, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. If you have not accepted him as your personal Savior, it behooves you to accept him right now. Not tomorrow. Not next year. You heard what they said, sinner man, you better run. Time is winding up. But he gives you a choice. You can accept him or you can deny him. And I thank God because he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. Amen. And I tell men and women of God, don't force the word on anybody. You ask them, would you like for me to pray for you? If they say yes, you pray. If they say no, you move on. And you can pray anyway. You have to be in their presence to pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. A couple years ago, my mother and I went to a nursing home to visit a drug addict. Having problems with his legs. We visit him on that particular day. And we asked him, would you like for us to pray for you? He said, no. We honored his request while we were there in the nursing home with him. We asked other individuals if they'd like for us to pray for them. They said, yes. And when this particular man got out of the nursing home, he told the whole neighborhood, guess who came to see me? He was so happy and delighted that we came to see him because nobody else did. None of his so-called friends or family came to see him. So we asked him the question, why did you say no when we asked, could we pray for you? He said, because he didn't felt as though he deserved prayer. My God, my God, my God. My God. At one point, he said he felt like he was Satan. opportunity to pray for him on that day. After we told him what Jesus Christ did, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Our sins. I made him aware of the fact that he wasn't the only sinner on earth. Made him aware that he had a choice, that he could accept him or deny him. And he said the sinner's prayer. He said the plan of salvation. Thank you, God. If there's someone listening this morning and have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, it behooves you. It behooves you to accept him. You have a choice. Thank you, God. Now is your hour of salvation. You can accept him today. Thank you, God. Or you can walk away. He gives us a choice, my sisters and my brothers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can accept him or you can deny him. You can walk away and go your way. Thank you, God. Now is the hour. Now is the time to accept him as your personal Savior. Do you know without the shadow of a doubt that if you leave this earth the next second, minute, 30 minutes, an hour, that you will at home be with the Lord? Without a doubt, you will be very, very sure of your salvation. If you're not sure, if you have not accepted him as your personal Savior, now is the hour of salvation. You can repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I come before you as a sinner, knowing that I'm a sinner of my sins. I want to turn away from my wicked way of living. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for me. I believe that you were buried, but no grave could hold you. And on the third day, you rose from the dead. I accept you as my personal Savior. I accept you as my personal Savior on this day. And I believe that you have forgiven me of my sins. I receive you once again as my personal Savior. I want you in my life. Take over totally on this day my life of my sins. I no longer willingly sin. And I thank you, Father, right now. I thank you, Father, right now. I thank you, Father, right now for accepting me as a child of God. I give you the praise. I give you the honor and the glory. From this day forth, I will not look at my past. I will not allow Satan to bring up my past. I will move forward in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. If you said this prayer for the first time, I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. If you said this prayer before, write to me. And if you said it again, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. I'd like to send you a very special gift in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're now a child of God. He's your Father. You can cry out, Abba, Father. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will keep you, protect you, watch over you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you always. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting these dear ones in the family of Christ. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And once again, if you've said this prayer for the first time, please write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, we have a very special gift for you. Glory be to God. If you have a praise report, prayer request, like for me to pray for someone, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. I'm going to do it the old-time way. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I didn't say text me. I didn't say email me. I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Write to me today. Send me your prayer requests. Place them on our altar. We pray 24 hours a day. Yes, we have intercessory prayer warriors that are praying 24 hours around the clock. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We are praying for you 24 hours around the clock. We call your names out, your family, your loved ones, your situation, 24 hours around the clock. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, praying for you, you, and you. We believe in the power of prayer. We know that prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Read the Word of God. And not only read it, my dear ones, but study the Word of God. The Word of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. We don't study the Word. We read it. People know that I've read my Bible 50 times, and you're still not living it. What kind of life are you living? You can't fool God. You might can fool man, but you can't fool God. And man don't have a heaven or a hell to send you to. Live the life that God has designed for us to live. Live according to his word. Sit down and study the word of God. Go to Bible study. Thank you, Jesus. And pray and seek the Lord before you join another church. Some of us have been to 50 churches. It's not always the church. Maybe you. Maybe you need to be delivered from evil. And if you find the perfect church, don't you go in it. You might mess it up. You need to study the Word of God. Get the Word of God in your spirit, your mind, and your soul, and let him lead and direct your path. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you join another church no time soon until you get the Word of God in your spirit and let God lead and direct your path. Thank you, God. Learn how to fast and pray. Learn how to tithe. Only 10%. It's God's money. It's not yours. And watch how he bless you. Not only you, he'll bless your loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's speaking this morning. Put your trust in God and not in man. Thank you, God. I no longer ask people what church you go to. I ask them, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And let God lead and guide them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let the Lord lead and direct your path. And if you're studying the Word of God, share it with someone else. Thank you, God. Let the Lord lead and direct you. He'll open doors for you. Yes, he will. He will open doors. He will help you to establish your ministry. He will let you know what your gifts are and your talents. He'll let you know what your assignment is and what your assignment is not. Everything and everyone is not your assignment. Then you wonder why you're feeling so tired and all worn out. You're not God. You're not God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. Thank you, God. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, not you. You can't change nobody. You can't change people. Only God can. Put them in God's hands. Love them, but hate the sin. Love them, but hate the sin. And don't be a doormat. You're a man or woman of God. Do not let anybody physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally abuse you. No, you're a man or woman of God. You're not a doormat. Shake the dust from your feet and move on. Thank you, God. Let the Lord lead and direct your path. And won't he do it? Yes, he will. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he is a deliverer from the snare of the fowler, from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, my sisters and brothers, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. God is moving this morning. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and staff the way against them that persecute my soul. To me, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35. Let God plead your cause. Let God fight your battle. He'll do it, and he'll do it right. And he's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Always on time. You may be late, or you may think he's late. You may think he's taking too long. But no, he will plead your cause. And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Somebody ought to say that this morning. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Somebody's going through something this morning. Somebody got to make a decision. Somebody don't know which direction to go in. But he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And you're going to praise him. You're going to praise him. Because you're waiting on God. Right now he's saying, don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Walk the straight and narrow path. Can God trust you this morning? Can God trust you to trust him? What are you waiting for? I'm waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He will help you to make the right decision. And right now, you don't need to do anything until 2023 about that situation. You need to wait until January 2023. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You need to fast and pray and know that I am God. And he's going to place you where you need to be. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Not unto man. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Won't he do it? He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. He is the mighty judge. Yes, he is. He is the mighty judge. Thank you, God. He will bring order in your life. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Fear the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. He has an inheritance for you. But you got to wait. Keep your mouth shut. Everybody's not happy for you and your blessings. Some folk don't even want to see you blessed. Everybody's not happy about you being healed. Everybody's not happy about you being delivered. Praise God. Glorify God. Until it's time for you to give your testimony in the right place, at the right time, where folk will receive you. Thank you, God. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, thou shalt what? Inherit the earth. Shall yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You're going to look up, and your enemy's going to be gone. What happened to him? What happened to her? Where'd they go? Did they quit the job? Did they leave the job? What happened? But the meek shall inherit the earth, shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Prayer that I want to see when his day come. You might be lying on your sick bed, waiting for that person's day to come. It may not come in your time. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as upright conversation. Is your conversation upright this morning? Or are you on the phone gossiping, lying, adding more to the situation than that was said? My God, my God, my God. There's a difference in counseling and gossiping. Watch your words. Watch your conversation. As always said, say to that person, let's pray first. Let's have prayer first. They swore you into their own heart, their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Watch out. There's a lot of unhappy rich folk. Never satisfied. Always want more. Always want more. Never satisfied. The house is never big enough. I want a bigger house. I want a bigger yard. I want a bigger car. I want more dresses. I want more shoes. I want more pocketbooks. I want more hats. I want more women. Never enough. Unhappy. Things don't make you happy. Things can't give you the joy of the Lord. Things can't give you wisdom. Money can't buy love. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. Let's back up. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you. You're doing the right thing. You're living according to the word of God, the will of God. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And my dear sisters and brothers, forever means forever. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what was this thou did in thy days, in the times of old? How dost thou drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them? How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out? For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither their own arm saved them. But thy right hand, and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou have a favor unto them. I want you to know this morning, if you are a man or woman of God, living according to the word of God, you have favor with God. And as I always say, pray for favor. Pray for favor. Wherever you go, pray for favor. Ask God to bless you with favor. Today and always. Favor will get you where money can't get you. Favor will bless you as you bless others. And remember, be careful who you bless. Be careful what you bless. But you want to bless your home. You want to bless your children. You want to bless your loved ones. You want to bless your vehicle. There is a divine plan for your life. The divine plan and the sublime plan includes health, wealth, happiness, and perfect expression. As you affirm the divine plan, you begin to draw to yourself the ideas, watch out, opportunities, events, and people that are meant to be a part of your divine plan. There are certain people that God is going to put in your life. Certain people in your life for a season. Then you move on to the next step. He didn't want you to stay in preschool, pre-K, kindergarten, middle school, senior high, all your life. He wants you to graduate. But you got to follow God's plan. We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to think that we're doing it right. But in the midst of making our mistakes, in the midst of sinning, God wants you to learn a lesson as a result of the mistakes that you made. Learn that lesson, and you don't have to repeat that over again. You have to stay in pre-K all your life. Some of you are still in pre-K, kindergarten, grammar school. Move on. God has a plan for your life. As you affirm the divine plan, you begin to draw to yourself the ideas, opportunities, events, and people that are meant to be a part of your life. Everybody's not meant to be a part of your life, my sisters and my brothers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't need 10,000. You don't need 5,000. You don't need 3,000. You don't need 2,000. You don't need 1,000. Everybody's not meant to be a part of your life. To carry out the plan that God has for you, you don't need a whole bunch of folk. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Speak, Holy Spirit. I know a man who was suffering the agony of an unhappy marriage and divorce problems, indebtedness, confusion, and limited income, but who went from that to a brand new job filled with self-expression, a double his previous income, a happy second marriage, peace of mind, increased health, and a whole new lease on life. After he began affirming divine plan at an apparently hopeless period in his life. Some of you feel as though it's hopeless, but you hold on to God's unchanging hand and let God lead you and direct you. Invite him into your plan and say, God, is this your plan for my life? He will speak to you and let you know. This transformation came within just 6 short months. Some of the prayers he used were these. I now release everything and everyone that is no longer a part of the divine plan of my life. And I want you to repeat that this morning. I now release everything and everybody that is no longer a part of the divine plan of my life. Everything and everybody that is not a part of God's plan of my life, now release me. I want you to say it again. I now release everything and everybody that is no longer a part of the divine plan of my life. Everything and everybody that is not a part of God's divine plan of my life now releases me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You now release from those individuals, those places, and those things. God has released you now. They no longer have a hold on you. Thank you, God. You ought to praise him. You ought to glorify him. You ought to magnify him. You no longer need drugs. You no longer need alcohol. You no longer need those individuals that think you belong to them. You belong to God, the Almighty Living God. You're no longer a slave to any man or woman. You belong to God. I now let go and let God fold his divine plan of my life. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just got a breakthrough early in the morning. Let's say that again. I now let go and let God unfold the divine plan of my life. I am now attuned to the divine plan of my life. I now incorporate the divine plan of my life. Somebody's getting a breakthrough right now. Somebody got a breakthrough right now. Thank you, Jesus. We got to go over this again. Somebody's got a breakthrough. Somebody want a breakthrough. I want you to feel this in your spirit, your mind, and your soul. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? I now release everything and everybody that is no longer a part of God's divine plan of my life. Everything and everybody that is not a part of the divine plan of my life now releases me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. They thought they had a hold on you, but they don't. I don't care what kind of witchcraft they use. I don't care what kind of voodoo they use. They no longer have a hold on you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You've been delivered. You've been set free. You've been healed. I now let go and let God unfold the divine plan of my life. I'm now attuned to the divine plan of my life. I now cooperate with God's divine plan of my life. Christ in me now manifests his divine plan of my life in love and peace. I now recognize, accept, and follow the divine plan of my life as it is revealed to me step by step. Step by step. Step by step. He's not going to reveal the whole plan to you all at one time. You know why? You're going to mess it up. You're going to say, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to do that. I don't like him. I don't like her. I don't want to go to the east. I don't want to go to the west. I don't want to go to the south. I don't want to go to the north. God is not going to reveal all of it to you. He's going to reveal it to you step by step. When you're making a cake and you read the directions on the box, you Jesus, one day at a time, step by step. When you're building a home, there's certain steps that you take to build that home. Building a car, there's certain steps you take. Don't hurry, God. Don't hurry God. Step by step. He's not going to reveal the whole thing to you. Thank you, Jesus, because you're going to mess it up. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Repeat after me. I rejoice in God's divine plan, which is the sublime plan, and includes, watch out, includes perfect health, perfect wealth, perfect joy, perfect peace, perfect self-expression for me now. My sisters and my brothers, you'd like to have a copy of this, write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Thank God for his divine plan in your life. And I want you to know this morning, there's also a decree of divine order. Because we know that God has order. God is an order. God of order. God is a God of order. He's not the author of confusion. You want to break up that mess and put some order in your life. Put some order in your home. In your life. Your children's life. Your grandchildren's life, or in your job, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, in your county, or in your job again. Somebody's got a lot of confusion going on in the job. And the Lord said, you get out of that confusion, and you stop running your mouth on that job. Stop running your mouth in your family. You pray and bring in peace to your family members. And you wonder why there's confusion. The confusion is you. Stop gossiping on your job, in your home. Have a little talk with Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. God is a God of order. You know when you're wrong. You know when you've said the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. The Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God is a God of order. And someone this morning is out of order, completely out of order. God has a plan of divine order in your life. His plan does not include confusion. When it comes to our Almighty God, he's not confused. And you should have a Christ mind. You should not be confused either. And you know why you're confused? You're listening to too many people. Too many people. You're going to too many churches. And you haven't even learned the King James Version of the Word of God yet. And you try to listen to this person and that person. My God, my God, my God. God is a God of divine order. Men and women of God, order in the court. Order in the court. God want to put order in your life. We're now in the month of October. We have two more months left. And 2022. And God wants to establish order in your life. Stop running to and fro. We know who's doing that. Seeking who he may devour. You're not God. You're not God. You're one of the instruments that God is using to help bring peace and love and joy. And when folks see you, that's what they need to see. A peaceful spirit, a loving spirit, a woman or man of order. Start within your soul, your mind, and your spirit, and pray that God will give you divine order in your mind. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against that spirit of confusion right now. There's someone, Father God, that don't know which direction to go in, don't know which way to go. Father God, they don't know which church to join. They don't know if they should join a church. Father God, speak to them right now. Speak to their mind. Have them to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus, of that dear one. God is a God of divine order. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Husband and wives, pray together. Pray together. Pray with your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Men and women of God, you the head and not the tail. God has careers designed for you, not just a job. You are inventors. Yes, you are. He said in John 14 that ye shall do what? Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. You have a wow, an abundance of ideas that God wants you to bring forth in your ministry. Don't try to run somebody else's ministry. In your ministry, he wants us to work together in the body of Christ. Yes, he wants to band together and work together. But don't you try to tell someone else how to run their ministry. If they ask you for suggestions, you offer suggestions. If they want to receive them, they will receive them. If they don't, it's okay. Thank you, God. And if you see that there's a problem, maybe God is speaking to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Spirit of truth, I want you to hear it this morning. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither know of him. But ye know him, men and women of God, you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Our God is not dead. Our God lives within your soul, within your mind, your spirit, the total being. God lives, and he's there for you. He said he will be there. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter what folks say about you, you trust God. You trust God and you believe God. God has miracles for you. God has blessings waiting for you. Let them unfold in your life. Order in the court. Order in your life. Order in your home. God has a divine plan for you. And I want you to receive that this morning. Receive God's divine plan. One day at a time. Step by step. Get yourself a notebook and begin to write. As God revealed to you what he wants you to do, he's going to reveal it to you. Get yourself a notebook as God revealed his plan for your life. I see many ministries being established. I didn't say churches. Ministries being established in your name. In your name. Jesus Christ is the founder. Let God direct you. Let God lead you one step at a time. He's a God of order. Thank you, God. Bless your people. Bless your people. All of those under the sound of my voice, Father God, bless them with favor. Thank you, God. Favor is falling upon you right now. Receive the favor of God in your life, in your children's life, in your household, on your job, as you walk the streets, as you drive up and down the highways and the byways, in the airplane, on the trains, in the shopping center, in the mall, in the bank, in your bank accounts, in your finances, in your health. Favor is raining down upon you in every area of your life. And you give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. You praise him right now and thank God for favor in your life on this day. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. We give you the honor and the glory on this day. Favor of God is upon your life right now. Give God the glory. Give God the honor and give him the praise. Write to me, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We are praying for you, you, and you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Worldwide Prayer FX Ministries. We are praying all around the world. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.